Black, second by Counselor Kekkonen. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Muskellar does hereby reconvene into regular open session of Council at
6:31.
6:31 p.m. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-309, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Pascal. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar does hereby accept the reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held May the 21st, 2024. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. In the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation, we wish to acknowledge that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here and we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. Honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the loving wisdom they have carried for thousands of years. We pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit and work towards truth and reconciliation. Now that we're in open session, we'll take roll call again.
Councillor Molly Haskell.
Councillor Nick Ryland.
Councillor Debbie Zulak.
Councillor Mike Kekkonen.
Acting Clerk Administrator Carly Britton.
Fire Chief Robin Morrison.
Mayor David Moore. Any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none. We're moving things around a little bit, as we said at the beginning. We're moving 21.1, bylaw to establish or adopt the Township's Community Risk Assessment. So we have resolution 24-310. Moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-43, being a bylaw to adopt the Township's Community Risk Assessment, the first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed the open council the 21st day of May 2024. Open it up to discussion, but since we have a fire chief here, maybe Rob, you want to speak to it?
Well, very detailed. Thank you. That was the point, trying to do as thorough a job as I can. It has come to my attention that perhaps some reconsideration of some of the grading on perhaps page 78 might be prudent before we, 68 might be prudent before we continue with the adoption of this, or we can, the way that this was assessed by myself, I assessed it from the viewpoint of how likely I felt it was to happen, given the structures and so forth that are involved. But as was pointed out to me, it's possible that we could actually downgrade each by perhaps one level. And for instance, a possible to an unlikely, just based on the time span and so forth, since the previous incidents, if previous incidents occurred. I assess this more in kind of a, in the possible grade, let's say, I assess this more as, in my opinion, based on the current state of the building and the state of the infrastructure involved, it might occur under the current circumstances, but it's been brought to my attention that perhaps going with the year grading would be better off in this circumstance.
So would two readings be okay for tonight and then?
Absolutely. I can. This is a simple edit, really. Okay. Neither one of these grading changes fundamentally change the document as is. It certainly doesn't change any of the recommendations. I will make those edits prior to sending it off for final completion.
Okay.
So.
Councilor Fair?
Yeah, so the grading criteria is on page 6. And I think it's more of a realistic picture of the possibility, probability they use, because they actually give sort of a scoring in the number of incidents in the past 15 years.
Yeah.
Or in the, like it says here, no incidents in the past 15 years, 5 to 15 years since the last incident, multiple or recurring incidents in the past 5 years. I think it's important to have sort of like a clear and concise representation of what actually has taken place.
Yeah, and so I can easily make that adjustment to the document. before I send it off for a third reading. That's fine.
And yeah, because the deadline for this is July 1st.
July 1st.
24.
Yeah, we do have time. That's why we wanted to get it in now, just in case we had any more issues.
And
so what was the other one, sorry?
Oh no, that's, and there was just a typo error.
Yes,
in one spot.
The
there.
Typo error for sure. Yes, the top down.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a reference sheet here. It sort of laid out. It seems like is this a new exercise?
This is. They mandated this back in 2018 and gave the deadline of this July in order for it to be completed. Sorry, I believe it was 2019. And they gave you 5 years to get it done. So, the ministry and the Office of Emergency Management provided more or less a template that you would follow. So a lot of these tables and so forth, they're actually straight out of their template. Their terminology is worksheets.
Right.
They provided worksheets.
Yeah. That was helpful then.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And what we really appreciate, I think, is that you were able to do this in-house and we didn't have to hire somebody with an RFP to complete these charts.
Yes, it definitely saved a bunch of money, yes. I looked at it as a really good educational opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
And I grew up swimming in the lakes up here and stuff, but to actually get to know the infrastructure and the ins and outs of Broadbent that I had never been to before prior to taking this position was a good opportunity.
I know there was one reference somewhere there to Swan Lake. I don't know what page it was on now. As opposed
Squaw Lake was changed to Swan Lake.
Correct, but there is no Swan Lake either. There's Moffat Lake. There's Swan Boulevard.
Yeah.
It's
the road is Swan Lake Road. Or Swan Boulevard.
Swan Boulevard, and then it's on Moffat Lake.
Yeah.
So it's really confusing.
Okay,
Lake.
I drive by that every day, so I will have a look at the sign again. I thought for sure.
Well, maybe the sign has to be changed. I don't know.
Yeah,
probably says Swan Boulevard.
Two people that drive by it every day, and
yeah.
Neither one of us knows.
I thought it was. I didn't think it was Moffat Lake, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Moffat Lake is the lake,
right?
Yeah, but it is Swan Boulevard.
It's Swan Boulevard.
Yeah,
okay.
Just the lake.
Yeah. Easy change to make, no problem. And thank you for the comments that I received, too, in the construction of the document that helped define some of the smaller errors as well. So.
Good. Anything else from council? Okay, so it's been amended by just going for two readings. It says, and further, to be read a third time at the June 4th, 2024 regular meeting of council. So we'll call, first of all, for a vote on the amendment. All those in favor? Carried, none opposed. And on the amended resolution, all those in favor? None opposed. Carried. We've also moved 17.1 up to prior to the minutes. So we have resolution 24-311, moved by Councillor Haskell, seconded by Councillor Ryan. It resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar is hereby received. Report FD-2024-09, 292 McKellar-Ferguson Boundary Road from the Clerk Administrator, Ina Watkinson, for information purposes, and further direct staff to obtain legal advice to resolve the civic address concerns from Mr. Mallory. Open to discussion. Well, we'll start with Rob on this one as well. I think you've been...
I was asked for my opinion based on an emergency services perspective as to the changing of the address.
Yeah.
Ultimately... The address in question falls under the definition of limited service, where it's a seasonal road. The property that is on the road in question has always been on a seasonal road. Nothing has changed since the purchase of that property. And as such, there is no plowing and so forth, the clearing of the road during the winter.
Yeah.
And so it is impassable for us. So even, you know, 4 inches, 6 inches of snow, I'm not going to send a bumper down. Because it's not worth getting it stuck,
yeah.
Right? Mr. Mallory has requested a change of address, which is obviously not my purview, but for the Township of McDougal to look after that address, and as such, I was asked to provide an opinion on it. There would be differences in the service that he received from the Township of McDougall compared to the Township of McKellar.
Mm-hmm.
There would be agreements that had to take place, an automatic aid agreement, which the McDougall Township has no interest in pursuing at this time. There would also have to be changes to the M&R agreements because McDougall would have to assume responsibility through the M&R for the 98 acres that Mr. Alan Mallory owns that would be associated with 292 Lockhurn Road.
Yeah.
From my perspective, it's. I mean, we offer Mr. Mallory the service that we can offer him based on the time of year and access that's available to us. Nothing will change whether he changed his address or not.
Mm-hmm.
So worrying about getting access to an ambulance or anything like that is kind of mute, because if it falls within the criteria that McDougall will respond to medical-wise, what their tiered response agreement is, then we would automatically call them for that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, then he would be forced to wait for us regardless to go the long way.
Or
unless he decided to maintain the road on his own, so which I don't think he's interested in.
No.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate you looking into that.
Mm-hmm. No, no problem.
And I don't know how long it's been since he built in there, but knowing the conditions at the time that it was a seasonal road, we're looking at multiple years, I guess.
I would assume so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's never been a serviced road, as far as
no.
I know. It's never been a fully serviced township road.
No.
So.
I think there's one error on page one in the last paragraph,
which
it says in February 2024, Mr. Mallory requested his civic number be changed to 292 Lockhurn Road, and on February 27th, an email address to the mayor and council was presented requesting McKellar Ferguson Boundary Road be changed to Lockhurn Road through to Highway 124. I don't believe that was his request. It was just that the section past the McDougall McKellar boundary to that first steep hill, which is 75 meters, be renamed Lockhurn Road.
Yeah, he has that steep hill just outside of his property. I've driven it a few times to go and check this out.
So it would just be from
yeah.
Lockhurn on the west to the bottom of that steep hill,
okay.
Which is about 75 meters.
All right, yeah. I wasn't responsible for page one. I started analysis, so I was unfamiliar with what that assessment was.
So I think your conclusion, changing Mr. Mallory's civic address from McKellar Ferguson Boundary Road to Lockhurn will have no bearing on emergency response to his property, is your conclusion of this situation?
Yeah, we will service Mr. Mallory to the best of our ability, the way we've always serviced Mr. Mallory. And if he was to change to 292 Lockhurn, then it becomes essentially a legal decision. Does McDougall assume responsibility for the entirety of that property? If so, then he falls into their into their purview. Do they? I don't know. How does it work? Does the township assume control of the property, collect the taxes? Do we cede that property? Does it become, I don't know, you know what I mean? If you change the address?
No, there's nothing like that. All it is we're changing the name of the portion of the road.
Okay.
An extra 75 meters.
Yeah.
And so with road naming standards and guidelines, establish continuity. A street or road running in one compass direction should have one name only and should have the same name throughout the entire length within the municipality and adjoining municipalities if possible, which makes sense. That section Lockhurn is going west to east. Then from the bottom of that steep hill going south is McKellar Ferguson Boundary Road. So there is a good point in here that the joint jurisdiction, because municipalities can passed bylaws regarding changing of road names,
mm-hmm.
and so in regards to joint jurisdictions, if a highway is under joint jurisdiction of two or more municipalities, a bylaw in respect of the highway must be passed by all municipalities having jurisdiction of the highway. So in the 2014-2018 term of council, then the roads committee of council discussed there was a request to plow the entire road from Highway 124, you know, to that junction. And so that was going to take place, but then I asked, what is our current boundary road agreement with McDougal Township? And so I don't think we've ever seen that boundary road agreement, so I think that would be a starting point to see what the, if there is a current boundary road agreement with McDougal, and if there isn't, to, you know, to see what it should say.
Sure. Yeah, I was only asked for my opinion from a fire emergency response perspective, and there's very little impact on us. And there would be very little impact to his service, whether we go have to go the long way or not, because of the nature of the road involved. I guess the fundamental change that would have to take place for any improvement in service would have to be the year-round adoption of that road, or at least paying for the year-round maintenance of that road by the residents on it, right? Whether it's a township or whether it's the residents on it, that's the only way that we can maintain our sort of timing in terms of getting there as quickly as I can. I know Mr. Mallory emailed me and expressed concern that he was getting older and he was worried about the ambulance getting access and so forth. And unfortunately, there's nothing that I can say that would change anything to that perspective other than we involve McDougal when it's necessary.
Yeah, well, that's the boundary road agreement. Yeah, that's an issue that, you know, because we've got Whitestone, certainly, we've got Seagwin on one part, and we've got two different situations with McDougal, at least two, one in Herdville, too, with the Herdville Bridge, that's a boundary road.
Mm-hmm.
And it crosses the municipal borders, sort of thing, yeah. Yeah, I see this extra added on here, seek legal advice. I guess that's something the township's going to use, and it's part of the resolution if you want to do that. I don't know where we go with it, but get somebody to investigate further. And Rob's done all he can, as he said. So.
And our service will not change to Mr.
No.
Mallory. He can count on us to be there if he needs us, and if we can't get there, or if McDougal can get there faster, we'll involve them as long as it falls within certain parameters.
Yeah.
So ultimately, the change of address is inconsequential to us. Yeah.
So if we're getting legal opinion on just changing that portion of the road from the McKellar-Ferguson
boundary. Nothing in this resolution to indicate what the parameters are, the actual terms of reference. So I guess that would have to be under discussion, whoever is hired, you know, what we're going to look for, because this doesn't really say.
Because I think some things to take into consideration is the number of people that will be affected. In this case, it's one, Mr. Mallory. And if we don't change the name, well, then there's another one that could be affected, the Shakels that are north of that at 278, because why would their address be 278 Block Earn Road when they're on the McKellar side of the boundary? So it's I think this will be an interesting exercise.
Yeah, and I think one of the first things the solicitor, whoever's hired, will do is contact McDougal as well, because they're all part of this. And if you don't run into agreements with the boundary road agreement, or it might not go any further. So, you know, we can only do so much as a township as well. We can change the name of the road, as it's in the township's boundaries, but then if he's not getting any extra service because of that name change, then I don't know if we're any further ahead. But
I think it's just for his peace of mind that when he gives an address to Courier EMS, that then it's clear that they would be coming in Block Earn Road, and that he's the last place on Block Earn Road.
Well, so one thing that was described to me as a concern was when he would give an address to couriers, it would often send them up the McKellar-Ferguson boundary, being the quickest possible route. But if that road is not maintained in the winter, it's still going to pick that road. Google Maps is still going to pick that road regardless, and it's going to be up to whoever's going there to decipher that they have to take the long way around. Right.
And
so
certain times of year, it's not easy to determine until you get halfway down that road, and
sure,
there's no place to turn around, and you'll be calling a tow truck to pull you out of there. So
yeah, absolutely, and that gets expensive.
Yeah.
So
I'm wondering if something it could be. I don't know what the signage is, whether it's easily maintained at the road, or we used to have those signs.
There is a sign.
Okay.
It's about this big.
Right, okay.
And yellow, but there is a small sign, yes.
Yeah.
So.
So whether it should say something about
no winter maintenance.
No winter maintenance, yeah, not a through road sort of thing.
Yeah.
And there are, I've seen signs in different municipalities that says this road is not accessible between May 24th, fall date, and then a spring date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Tom can look into that. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because they have to say accessible, but what kind of vehicles? There's snowmobiles using the trail, don't they?
Yeah, it's a OFSC snowmobile trail no matter.
It
has been plowed by private contractors once in a while through history,
yeah.
But that's only maybe to access logs or something like that. But usually it's not plowed.
Okay, anything else, sir? Call the question, all those in favor? And opposed, carried. Okay,
that's it.
Okay. I wasn't sure whether you'd had a chance to send that revised open air burning to Rob yet.
Not yet. I'll send that to you tomorrow,
okay.
And then it'll be on the meeting for June 4th.
Okay. And you got so you got my green line.
Yeah, they're
okay.
All incorporated now with blue and red again. So
great.
Right. I left the one green in there that we gave explanation about entering properties. So, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Because that are you talking about the one where I said FYI, just
yeah.
Just to avoid confusion.
Yeah.
I mean, God forbid I ever had to use it, just avoid that
confusion
in case I had to pull that card. Right. So.
Yeah. So all we want you to do, I guess, is just look it over, and make sure that your changes
absolutely.
Have been incorporated. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we'll look at it next meeting.
Yeah. Perfect. And
great.
I can bring Dave in next meeting. That's okay as well. For
that's
confirmation.
Sounds good. As long as Arnie's got that on the
you'll have it in time.
Yep.
So, okay. Great. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
You're right.
Thanks, Rob.
Back to 14. I have resolution 24-312. Move the Councilor Zulak, second to Councilor Kekkonen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Town of McKellar is hereby approved the minutes of the special meetings of council on April the 30th, 2024, and May 10th, 2024, the emergency meeting of council on May 1st, 2024, and the regular meeting of council on May the 7th, 2024, as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Councilor Ryan?
It's got a typo on page 1 of 7.
What meeting date?
The meeting of May the 7th, but Councilor Zulak declared a person.
Yep.
Enter test. Apparently, we like typing into test. I have words that I type wrong every single time I type them, and apparently, this is one of, I don't know if you did it, but whoever does it did.
Thank you.
So, spell check doesn't catch that one.
Well, it should, but
yeah.
Not person, but
yeah.
Enter test. Anyway, it sounds like some kind of really fancy test, you know. I was going to ask Debbie what that was.
Yeah.
But
if I tell you, I'm not to kill you.
With any luck at all.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? Now, opposed, carried. And resolution 24-313, move of Councillor Kekkonen, second of Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the accounts payable preliminary check run report for April 2024 from Treasurer Roshan Cantilla for information purposes. Discussion? I'm not sure if I had any mark this time, but I'm sure some people do.
So the page 9 of 18, community center, the telephone community hall, is it $94 a month?
I'd have to look into it, but that's what I'm assuming.
I don't know how often it's used, but it's good for emergency purposes, I guess. But.
I know we need that, but just wondering if it's that expensive now. Like
landlines have gotten a lot more expensive over the years. We can look into it, because sometimes if you call Bell and ask for a discounted rate, they'll give it to you.
on page one, I know we talked about Vianet at our last meeting, relative to the public works yard. Is that what that is? I mean, do you know?
Explore nets for the public works yard.
Okay, so what's this one then? This is the backup
this
here?
This is the backup for here.
Okay.
And I have to look into the Starlink still. I'll get back to council on that.
Okay.
On page 13, can you just tell me the very last one, what locks changed? Maintenance or repairs and locks changed? What were they for?
The locks were changed on the public works yard building, and then the post office washroom, it was changed so that you can't lock it from the outside so the public is able to use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the washroom at the rink working? Why is there a clog for it either?
So they weren't working. Tom had gone over to look at them because one of the workers had said that there was pipes leaking. So he is investigating it. So just as an interim thing, the porta potty's been moved over there because there was a plant sale this weekend.
Yeah.
Once that's looked after, the porta potty will be moved over to the beach area here.
I just noticed it today, so that's why I wondered.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a permanent fixture.
You know, it's temporary.
Further discussion on the accounts? Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed. Carried.
Mm-hmm.
Resolution 24-314, moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Haskin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar does hereby support Hastings County's motion regarding sustainable infrastructure funding for small rural municipalities. And further, that this support resolution be forwarded to the Honorable Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, the Honorable Sean Fraser, Minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities of Canada, Michael Tremblay, or Michelle Tremblay, Acting President and CEO, Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, the Honorable Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, the Honorable Kinga Surma, Ontario Minister of Infrastructure, the Honourable Paul Calandra, Ontario Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, MP Scott Aitchison, MPP Braden Smith, AMIL, Roma, FCM, and the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus. Discussion? I think that was a follow-up to Councillor Zulak's comment last time that we support that, yeah. Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-315, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the 2024 Municipal Contributions Request from the Parry Sound Area Community Business and Development Center. Discussion? Councillor Kekkonen?
Is there any further, or is it already in the budget?
It would be included in the budget under donations.
So you want an end further? Just to let.
Well, okay. Good.
We can't have it. It's already, Roshan's already included it in the budget, but we can do that just to confirm.
Yeah, then when we can forward this resolution to CBDC, and
I think that's good to let them know, because they wouldn't necessarily know what's in the budget.
$500, correct?
I think, yes.
Yeah.
There was just one person or company that took out a loan, so.
In McKellar.
In McKellar.
And it's quite a small one, too.
Right.
Compared to some of the other municipalities.
So the amendment is to add. Further, that the township make a contribution of $500. Any discussion on the amendment? Call the question on the amendment. All those in favor? None opposed. And on the resolution with the amendment, the amended resolution. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. Almost as bad as requested.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. 26, moved by Councilor Haskell, second by Councilor Ryland. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Councilor Tellers hereby receives draft letter to the Ministry of Transportation supporting the application for a community safety zone within the village of Akeller. Further, the letter be signed and sent to the Ministry of Transportation to include with the application for a community safety zone. Discussion?
I can speak to this if you wish.
Okay, sure.
Deanna Jackson's been putting together the community safety zone package to submit to the MTO. So one of her requests that is a letter come from the township supporting the community safety zone and also asking the ministry to provide an update as to where we are with our application. She'd been in contact with the police constable that has been working with other townships to get their community safety zone application through, and he suggested that we draft a letter. The only change to the letter is Deanna Jackson would like it signed by Mayor David Moore instead of myself, just because Constable Beaton said that it's more prevalent that it comes from the mayor and not from staff, just to show support.
Could I recommend that I just add my signature?
We can do that.
I never
too.
Wrote it. So
yep.
I don't want to take credit for a letter like that well written. So. The other thing I think she requested, she sent me an email as well, was that the information, I don't even know if we can still access it from the speed signs for May.
Yes.
Can you still get into those and get the data?
I'll need to investigate on how, but we will get the data to her at some point.
Okay. Yeah, it's just surprising how long it takes to get something together and to send in, because we've been at this now for a couple of years, I think.
Well, wasn't there a complaint at the municipal meeting with somebody waiting 4 years for
yeah.
MTO for something?
Entrance, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
that's
what
was
that.
Yeah, there's, and obviously from our past employee that there's been issues trying, well, we still got the issue of, is it the McKellar Center Road sign or is it the Center Road sign now? It's been wrong for years.
Yeah.
As you're coming in.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's still McKellar Center Road. Like it says, turn right, which is center road.
Okay. Now, as long as McKellar is above it, I guess it's saying it's the village of McKellar Center Road. But I know what you're saying. It's not called McKellar Center Road.
We haven't had any complaints that I'm aware of, so.
Can I ask, if we do get the data, will you share that with council?
Yep.
Please. Thank you.
Should be sitting down, of course.
What?
Sitting down when you read it, because they're still speeding through the village.
It's very interesting to see the amount of traffic too as well, like influx from the winter into the summer, and the speeds are incredible for the corner and the
sure.
lake right there.
Sure.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed. Carry. Resolution 24-317, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-44, being a bylaw to adopt the estimates of all sums required during the year 2024, the yearly budget, first and second reading, further to be read a third time at the June 4th, 2024 regular meeting of Council. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor?
I guess unfinished business first.
Unfinished?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not new then, this is unfinished. Okay. I have resolution 20.
Sorry, no, we'll deal with unfinished business first, and then that's the first resolution for new business.
Oh, okay. So there's no resolution for the unfinished business?
No.
Just for any comments?
Yep.
Okay. And it looks good that it's right up to date. Maybe it isn't. Councilor Kekkonen?
Yeah, I was just wondering if from May 7th, resolution 24-272, where we deferred the sign exemption for Highway 124 and Stoney, if we've had any feedback from that?
I contacted MTO and they haven't got back to me yet, and also the realtor also contacted MTO, so we're just waiting. I'm going to touch base again with them this week. And then I need to also look into if there is an agreement with the township, because the township's on, or the signage is on township property.
I think that was the main point, is to see what the terms and conditions of the agreement with the municipality is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that our bylaw covers the aspect of that being a sign under the MTO permitting system, that I think that this is a moot point. This is ultra vire, that he doesn't have to go through an exemption. The council wants to get a legal opinion. I thought our bylaw was pretty clear that that was an exemption for signs within the MTO corridor. But just, it would be interesting to see what the terms and conditions of the agreement with the realtor and the
previous owner
is. And do we want to continue that
right.
Agreement?
Good question. Yeah, it's just interesting that I think this situation is going to bring it to light. I'm not sure that the MTO can say, yes, you can put that sign on private property because that's within our corridor amenity. I'm not sure.
They wouldn't be able to do that, but it would exempt anyone from having to get an exemption of a municipal sign bylaw. So you would have to have an agreement with the private property owner, but you still need to apply for that MTO permit.
Right. Okay, on to new business, we have 23.1. It's resolution 24-318, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Whereas council is considering applying for a debenture of $1 million to fund the preparation and paving of Centre Road, and whereas Infrastructure Ontario would like to confirm that the project will be going ahead as the debenture is being applied for prior to completing construction of the project, and whereas council intends to give bylaw number 2024-44, being a bylaw to adopt the estimates of all sums required during the year 2024, the yearly budget, third reading on June the 4th, 2024, and whereas the 2024 budget includes road construction projects for both Centre Road and Purgeville Road, be it resolved that the Council of Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby confirm that road construction projects have been approved by Council. Discussion?
So said they have been
right.
confirmed by Council?
Right.
I guess. We're
right.
saying that they have been.
Right.
Okay. They have been? I guess I'm asking.
Yes,
or
we're
is that
applying for the debenture and Centre Road has already been put out, so the implication is that once we get here on the RFP for Hurtville, then we're looking at both possibly this year. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just wasn't sure whether, until the budget was passed, whether the...
It's in there, I think, so both of them.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fine.
All the questions, all those in favor? Not opposed, here. This is 23.2 under new business, resolution 24-319, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township and Keller does hereby retain Thomas Stillman as project administrator within the Public Works Department and bylaw enforcement officer effective May 13, 2024 to September the 30th, 2024 for various projects slated for 2024, with the latter role to be continued beyond the stipulated end date. That latter role was the bylaw enforcement. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed. Carried. And this is
new business arising from close.
Right. So it should be 23.1. So new business 23.3, arising out of closed session. We have resolution 24-320, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be
Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby direct staff to prepare a resolution. This is new business 21.3, resolution 24-320, moved by Councillor Haskam, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-45, being a bylaw to appoint an acting deputy clerk to first and second reading, further read a third time and passed an open council on this 21st day of May 2024. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
For what subject, Carly?
To appoint a deputy clerk, so it'd be bylaw 2024-45.
No.
What, a resolution? You're talking
about?
There
was enough resolution circulating
What's
around.
What's that one in front of you?
Beautiful sunshine up there right now.
Mm-hmm. Mosquitoes were in full force last day or so.
Yeah, that changed in the last two or three days for sure. Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
They were killing me this morning. They were bad. I could see them. Black flies were almost non-existent because of the big field, and there was enough wind that just kept them away. So I got bit, but I mean, not that I've been. And they weren't really swarming, which was nice. So I went swimming yesterday.
Okay. So this is 23.4. So a resolution 24-321. This is agenda item 23.4 under new business, arising out of closed session. Moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Keckman. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township McCullough is hereby give bylaw number 2024-45, being a bylaw to appoint an acting deputy clerk of first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed an open council this 21st day of May 2024. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Any public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports? You've attended? I think Councilor Keckman was taking the most notes on the Municipal Association meeting, so maybe he can report on that. Put him on the spot. Councilor Haskin can speak to the meal, probably. But
that was a great meal. I was a little worried there about dessert not showing up.
But it did.
It was good. I really enjoyed the meeting. I thought the presentations, except for the one with the water courses on Georgia Bay or whatever, doesn't matter to us too much, but everything else was great. And as far as the ambulance health service, whatever that was called,
mm-hmm.
I think that'd be a great thing maybe to get out to our taxpayers, our public, on that service somehow in the future, you know, to let them know that that is an option rather than, you know, calling 911. There's this other service that you could, if you have an ongoing health problem and you know you got 911 on speed dial, probably most don't want to go, but you just get to that point health-wise, I gotta do it. Where if they have that implemented and in place, well, they can just take care of them right over the internet, I guess it is. So
I thought that was genuinely remarkable, and again, at least to me or anybody I know, nobody I know knows about it, so you know, would bear repeating, assuming that we don't swamp them and then kill the whole thing. But, I mean, and I thought of that several times, is that's really the question. I mean, if you made it more widely known, maybe they'd have so many calls they couldn't manage. I don't know. But, and especially given the savings that they were saying to the health system for having that in place,
mm-hmm.
that one case where they mentioned, I think, $16,000 that it saved, I mean, that's really remarkable.
One
and maybe
call, okay. That was for one call.
Yeah.
That they
saved. So, I mean, that's massive. I mean, you would think that the Ministry of Health would want to, you know, directly attempt to expand it dramatically, right, as a means of saving money, right? Other people look at it as a cost, but I mean, not if the net cost is there. So I was really quite impressed with that, and I thought about it, but
mm-hmm.
I don't have anybody close anyhow that's in that kind of situation right now. But my mother-in-law's in a retirement home in town, but that's, you know, not even vaguely the same issues there, but anyhow, I just thought it would be genuinely legit. But I mean, I don't think we should do that on the basis that maybe it would drive it underground. I don't know.
And the first time I heard about it was at a life lease meeting at Belvedere, and there's people there that use it. I never heard of it before.
Especially if you're not mobile, like you don't have a vehicle or to access, kind of thing. And so I think it's wonderful. I think a lot of doctor's appointments are becoming, like on Zoom or kind of thing. So the in-person thing, if it doesn't have to happen, well, why waste everybody's time and money? So.
But again, I liked all the presentations too.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all good, and I learned something in every one of them. But that was really good and informative. Anyhow, thank you for all that organization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there was a lot of it. So
to have two ministers show up.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Really, huh? To have the minister.
We didn't need Graydon Smith singing, but other
That was wonderful.
And I think something else to keep in mind too is going forward is grant opportunities, which we talked about earlier. But I think we should keep that look into the opportunities for grant.
Future projects.
We almost need at some point have a sit down and say what is our future dreams going forward, kind of thing, and start marking down, because you never know when funding will come for. You know, probably it's the thing we do want funding for, like the roads probably is going to be minimal or 25% or whatever, but something regarding what, say recreation or wellness or whatever, there could be funding, you know, 75%. So we've kind of got to look at all things at some point.
Yes.
So, can I want to report on the Belvedere?
Sure.
So, Carly, did you get a notice of the Belvedere board meeting for tomorrow?
I did.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to know. So, and then Thursday,
4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. But all of council can join in on that.
I sent the invite out to everybody.
Did you? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Because that's that.
Yeah,
because that's about the campus of care, how it's no longer going to go, and about the beds for Belvedere, and you know the what's come up. I haven't heard, you know, anything more since I spoke the last time. So it would be interesting for people to know whether it's like they're saying it's not going to cost the townships anything. But so they were having a meeting. I think it was last Monday with the people that were going to do the architect of it and everything. So it would be interesting to see what they've come up with. And I think it would be vital, especially if Roshan can get in on it, you know, to hear what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at first it wasn't to the council, it was just to the mayor and the clerk. And like, it's important, I think, that all of council is in on that, to hear what's, instead of hearing it secondhand, you know, if you can hear it right then, it would be good.
I think that's good that you let Nicole Murphy know that. That's who it was it?
Yes.
And then I also said that through
email.
Yeah. It should be all of council. So, so they listened anyway.
And even this last notice of the meeting for tomorrow, for the regular board meeting, I still had to send it to the town, to all of the townships, that there is a board meeting, because it's supposed to be, you know, a board meeting is open to the public by Zoom, and send the notice to the townships, and send the Zoom link. Every meeting I have to send that to them.
Should just be automatic checklist.
Yeah, just add it to the distribution list. It's
I
easy.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I even get, well, can you give me their email? Yeah. Anyways, so that's just another thing off the subject of that. The Potaportis, is there one going? I've seen the ones that are at the park. Is there one going at the transfer station?
Not that I've been made aware.
I thought that we had a discussion on that.
Well, they talked about the conditions of for the attendant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something we'll have to talk to Tom about.
Okay.
Or through Ward, I guess, and see what can be done. But that'll have to be investigated, too. That was just sort of hearsay.
Yeah,
so
I just wondered, because when I went there yesterday, I seen the ones at Minerva Park, and then I wondered if the one had been put there, and I didn't see one, so that's why I was just inquiring whether there was going to be one there.
Yeah, that and fire extinguishers, I'm not sure, maybe Councillor Keckin would know better. Are there any on site at the transfer station?
There should be.
Should be? Okay.
Yeah. And if you put a porta potty there, the public's going to use it.
I know, that's trouble.
Well,
that's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah. They'll appreciate that.
Some people don't like them. Some people refuse to use them.
It all depends how desperate you are. That's
yes.
Speaking from personal experience.
Any other committees, workshops you've been to?
I did attend the Chamber of Commerce meeting last Thursday. Unfortunately, I left my notes at home just as soon as we started mentioning this, because actually it was quite a very different meeting. There's a new president of the chamber. And she's changed the format. She actually calls it, so for all the reports that are produced, you know, including the finance report and various other reports that come to them, they put that in what they call a consent agenda, and they treat it pretty much like we do. You can ask some questions if you need to, but otherwise they get that over with in about 10 minutes max, and then they spend the rest of the time. They had devised four pillars for the Chamber of Commerce. Each, you know, a sentence, not too bad, and then did some brainstorming in a really unique way. I'd been to many brainstorming sessions in my working life, but they basically built a great big board, like 30 by 40, wrote down what the pillar was at the top, and then ways that the chamber could build on enhancing that, and then passed it around. There was groups of three in there. There was four groups, and each board finally came around to the others, and so then you could see what others had said and written, and then, you know, that kind of twigged other ideas and other concepts, and actually it was genuinely remarkable. I mean, what came out of it? And again, I got to know, I mean, lots of the people on the board there, truthfully, I don't even know their names, right? Because whatever, there'd be 12 or 15 people at a time there. But I got to know them just from doing that and found it really worthwhile. And I'd say, why do you say that, right? And then you learned. Anyway, it was really a really cool way of doing something anyhow. But I mentioned that to Lori, who's the president, and said that was great. And that was her whole view was, previously all the time was just spent going through reports that really there's nothing much to add, including like, you know, how many memberships that were sold or whatever, and all those kinds of things are all useful and important and all the rest. But also found out from them, and this is radically different than us, but then again, their money is radically different. They have an account at Kawartha Credit Union, their bank account, and they have a savings account that they've left more than $11,000 in for the last year. And not only do they not get paid interest, the credit union charges them $4 a month, right? Which is just crazy. And actually, and I'm not including me in this list, there's two other bankers there that are current bankers, saying, you know, they get a much better deal, or we, the chamber, if you want to look at it that way, could get a much better deal and get as much as 4.75% interest on it. And they have a bunch of memberships. They all last for 1 year, but they got a whole bunch coming up, so that they're expecting like another $15,000 in surplus that they're going to put in it. So that's a healthy sign. And frankly, their membership numbers grow consistently every meeting that I go to. So that's a good sign. I mean, that people see a value in it and things. So. And I think it's really just about broadening a community aspect and understanding. So I was quite positive from that meeting. But I do have a couple of pages of notes, but unfortunately I left them at home. So I was looking in my bag to see if I did put it in there, but I did not. So.
Okay, anything else? Yeah, Resolution 24-322, moved by Councillor Haskins, seconded by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation Township Tellers hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. You wish to pull from that? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. Opportunity questions from the public, either in person or on Zoom. Hearing none. Resolution 24-323, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-46, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading, further read a third time and passed at open Council this 21st day of May 2024. All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-324, moved by Councillor Ryland, seconded by Councillor Haskin. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at
7:29
p.m. to meet again on June the 4th, 2024, at the call of the mayor. Call the question. All those in favor?